Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. You know, Jimmy, I almost feel like we just got out of prison. The reason I say that is we recorded the entire radio show starting at about 9:30 this morning, and then it took me another 2 hours. It's a pretty good show. I think you guys out there will like it. Having said that, Jimmy, you wanted to chat a little bit about the Chinese balloon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's becoming incredibly embarrassing for the Biden administration right now. It was fairly clear that the Department of Defense knew that this thing was floating into the region. At some point, it's hard to miss a package like that with your air defense radars that we have, very sophisticated. It's traveling across the northern part of the nation, which includes significant nuclear defense facilities and, of course, very important communications networks. And so if it's collecting information, very dangerous information for your enemies to have. And in spite of what it would show is there's an intelligence gap that the Chinese were trying to fill by a 60,000 foot flyby, a slow flyby.
Yeah.
It may in fact be trying to trigger internet networks and other things to identify specific nodes. There's geo-mapping with communications in order to target communications. So there's a lot of potential intelligence opportunities for them, significant ones. They may not.
Let me ask you a question. Is that a balloon manned?
No, it's not manned.
Okay, you're on manned.
Yeah, so it's just, and we don't know what the package is. And that's the sad thing, because it is not hard to go up and actually poke a little hole in it and let it drift down the ground and figure out what's in it. And it's probably not going to hurt anybody in the middle of Montana or Wyoming.
Yeah, right.
And but the argument that the White House is making is that somehow we might be risking, Americans by taking down a balloon.
And how would that happen?
If the package is heavy that the balloon is carrying, and you completely destroyed the balloon and it fell, it might cause, you know, somebody damage at the bottom on the downside of it. But that there's many ways to do it. You could change the temperature of the actual balloon in order to, condense the material inside of it so it will drop. There's many ways that they could deal with this, and they're not. They're choosing to let it continue to float and collect and gather information. There may be some other intelligence opportunities from the United States perspective that they're able to collect on this particular thing as it transmits data. There's many possibilities out here, but the bottom line is the White House looks incompetent. They are bowing to Chinese demands, and of course, with Secretary Blinken canceling his trip to China, it just makes them look like, okay, no one had announced this trip. It was going to be secret. It was talking Russia-Ukraine.
Yeah.
What it means is that the Chinese are in the driver's seat right now, and the Biden administration is reacting to their actions, and that is never a good position to be in.
Well, I'm not even close to doubting what you're saying about China's in the driver's seat and the U.S. is somewhere in the back seat. You know, hanging on is, all, I guess, about all I can say about that. But it's a sad situation. We're just extending examples of what's happening to America in terms of political strength, in terms of pride, in terms of everything else. And it's really a shame, Jim.
Yeah, it is a shame. Watching how rapidly the United States has collapsed in just a very short period of time.
Right.
And it really comes down to, in my view, a fraudulent election, electing a fraudulent president who should have never have been there. And there was plenty of evidence that that was the case.
Yeah.
It also shows the ignorance of the population that did vote for him and the manipulation by the Democratic Party and by tech companies in order to shape people's minds in order to get him in office. This is when nations and countries fall is when leadership is weak, and that's what we're seeing today.
Oh, yeah, damn right. I mean, it's really a shame. What I'm wondering is how is this particular incident going to, how's it going to play out, let's say, a couple of months from now?
Yeah, it's I'll tell you, it's really tough to say what's going to happen because, you know, you can't predict the future. I mean, the Chinese are very good at chess playing. Yeah. Joe Biden and his administration they're not even playing checkers. They're playing tic-tac-toe and they're losing every time. In my view, they're behind the power curve. If you know, they just don't know what they're doing.
I wonder about is, you know, as listeners are aware and you're aware, I spent 22 years of my business career working one-on-one with Chinese folks in the bank. And let me tell you, they let nothing, absolutely nothing, go wrong. It was just amazing how David Chen, who was, prior to joining the bank, he was the Secretary of Agriculture, how Fai Chan, who is probably now one of the richest men in Hong Kong. It is just amazing how they worked. And this balloon thing is, the reason I'm concerned is I can guarantee you there's more to it than meets the eye. Seriously.
Oh, I absolutely think that they did this. The timing of this was critical.
Yeah.
And that they did this on purpose in order to embarrass the Biden administration and to test the Biden administration resolve. Yeah. They've seen failure in Afghanistan. They've seen failure in actually any strategy in Ukraine. I mean, there's nobody can point. Somebody tell me what the Biden regime strategy is for exiting Ukraine or for success or what the Ukrainians will get. There's nothing. There's nothing. They say nothing about it other than they want to attrit Russian forces. That's an absolutely failing strategy. There's nothing good about that. There's no end state to that. It's just pouring money into a potential failure. That's what's disturbing.
I would agree. I would agree 100%.
Some of the guys on the blog had asked just a little while ago, you know, after serving all these years and you know, my kind of trust and faith in the system, and if I'm so disappointed. And I am. I am. There's no question. Do I have regrets? I don't have regrets because I still fundamentally believe in this nation. And the things that I did and the people that I worked with were very professional. And for the most part, there were leaders that that bowed to the politics. And that's disturbing to me. That's why I retired. I retired because of an incident actually with Barack Obama. I'll keep that to myself.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. But I you know, in a personal one-on-one situation. And I just – so it showed me – that the best interests of the nation were actually being overrun by the best interests of political power.
Yeah.
And that political power actually was working on a strategy to undermine confidence in America and bring it down a notch, in my view. And I think what's happening now with the Biden team is just, it's so disturbing. Do I have regrets? No, because I would do it again. But at the same time, I think we do have to have people that stand up and continue to fight for those basic fundamental freedoms that are outlined in our Constitution and what that Bill of Rights stands for.
Yeah, I don't think the average American even knows what those basic rights are. And I feel very, very sorry for our country when I have to say that with so much resolve. It's just very sad, very sad. Anything else you want to say about the balloon, Jimmy?
No, nothing about the balloon, but I do want to bring up the censorship by YouTube of the Project Veritas video of the we talked about earlier in the week, the official from Pfizer that was responsible for research and for the mRNA vaccinations.
Yeah.
And this was Justin Walker. I can't remember his first name, but Dr. Walker, who's a urologist. YouTube censored the video. And then there was a follow-up video, actually, that was just released last night by Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Another engagement with the same guy talking about the potential problems with women's menstruation and how it looks like there's problems, and they say, oh gosh, we sure hope it doesn't stay in the body that long. Very damning information. Facebook just censored that information. YouTube has censored that information. And the Project Veritas people approached the YouTube vice president for safety and security, the guy that would make the decision to censor this. And he would not answer any questions about it. And of course, Facebook is censoring that as well. And YouTube will, I'm sure, will censor that that information. So what we're seeing, once again, is a very, very powerful pharmaceutical influence over both advertising, but also for political agendas that are basically undermining trust and faith in the entire industry. And the future of this nation is dependent upon it now. People are going to have to stand up and be bold. As they say at Project Veritas, be bold, say something, do something. We've got to start doing it to stop what's happening in this nation.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of sitting in a dark room with loads of articles to read, but no lights. That's how I feel. I mean, and that's how important Facebook and the other one have gotten to be. And it is so, so sad because it's totally unnecessary. Did you get a chance to read those articles before they were blacklisted?
Yeah, and I watched the videos too. There are still ways to Twitter will still show them. So Elon Musk is allowing free speech, so you can still see them. In fact, that first video had over 20 million views before YouTube blocked it. 20 million views. That's amazing. So
how do I find it?
Well, it's on Citizen Free Press. Just look Project Veritas video, okay. Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I really would like to see that. Okay, we've talked about a very sensitive issue in terms of free speech, and we've talked about what I think is kind of a sensitive issue with the Chinese balloon. Jim, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.